We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Sooner Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College, live at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, this is Sooner Sports Talk, presented by AT&T 5G, the official 5G wireless network of OU Athletics. Also brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors, the preferred sporting goods retailer of Sooner Sports. Bud Light. Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Homeland, proud sponsor of Sooner football. And by Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, bringing you the best in barbecue. This is Sooner Sports Talk. Now, here are your hosts, Teddy Lehman, and the voice of the Sooners, Toby Rowland.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Rudy's. Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue on a Tuesday night. Toby and Teddy back with you. We got a fun one coming up Saturday night in primetime. It'll be Oklahoma and Oklahoma State with a lot on the line. They call it Bedlam on Owen Field. First time ever a primetime kickoff between the Sooners and Cowboys at Gaylord Family Oklahoma Memorial Stadium. And we're going to talk about it over the course of the next hour with the head coach of the Oklahoma Sooners. Let's welcome him in now. Please welcome Lincoln Riley, everybody. Howdy, coach.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Doing good. How are you tonight?
All good.
It's good. Coming off another bye week. You don't usually have this many of them, coach. I got to tell you personally, and I think Teddy agrees with this, the bye weeks, because of all of the extra complications and all the stress this year, have been very much welcome. Do you feel the same for your football program, there being so many, or would you rather just keep the rhythm going?
Oh, I don't know that I have a huge preference. I mean, the rhythm of it is certainly nice. And it has been a little difficult to get in the rhythm and then just, you know, occupying the guys' time enough, you know, during – you know, having so much these bye weeks and only having your 20 hours a week, that has made it a little bit more difficult. But we've tried to, I mean, they are what they are, and so we've tried to use them to our advantage. I do think our team has done that. I think we've improved during each one of them that we've had, and hopefully we've improved during this last one to be ready for this final three-game stretch.
I feel like I ask you every time after a bye week, but, you know, it's an opportunity to go back, kind of take stock in what you've done up to that point, look at strengths, look at weaknesses, and work on some of those. Care to share any of the weaknesses you feel like maybe you've got in your football team right now?
I'm always very forthcoming on those. I think we spend a lot of time on special teams. Not that it's been a weakness, but I think, you know, it'll be a big part going forward. And I do think when you've had – as many young players start to emerge and start to get to that point where we as a staff, you know, feel confident out there with those guys playing, whether it's offense, defense, or special teams, you know, I think we've been trying to catch some of those guys up so that we can, you know, get more contributions from those young guys on special teams. So that was a big emphasis point. And then, like we've said a lot, even though we've been on a good stretch and we've done some decent things, I mean, there's still been all kinds of mistakes and things you got to clean up on tape and things that we know we're going to have to do better here in this final stretch because the people we're playing are going to be improving too. So, you know, kind of business as usual, but certainly a lot of time aimed at continuing to develop our young guys on all three sides.
Opening segment presented by Noble McIntyre, McIntyre Law, the law firm you should turn to for all of your personal injury needs. No need to look back. Let's look forward. We're all anticipating this game coming up on Saturday night, Coach. What are the particular challenges that Oklahoma State will present to you?
They got good players. You know, they got just about everybody back on their football team. Been watching, seems like the same guys for, you know, some 4 years. So a lot of good football players. You know, offensively, they're obviously the trio of talented guys with the quarterback and obviously, you know, Chuba and Tylan. Then they've got very good supporting cast around those guys. Not certainly all they have, but now they're impressive and they put you in some difficult situations because they are so impressive and do a good job winning one-on-one. So now it'll be a tough matchup there, no question. I mean, a very competitive matchup. We'll have to execute a high level defensively. And then as far as their defense, I mean, again, it's one of the more experienced defenses that we've played in our time here. You look back to the game 2 years ago and virtually every person's still there, you know, which is pretty amazing. And you can see those guys have developed. I mean, they've gotten better. They've all played a lot of ball. They're now in year three of their defensive system, and it shows. So they've certainly played at a high level defensively.
Now, Oklahoma State is a team that was – you know, probably desperate for a bye week with some of their stars banged up. Hubbard, Tylan Wallace banged up. Harvell Pill missed the game there at Kansas State. And you guys had a couple, but I want to ask you about Stogner. A couple of things. Number one, how's he progressed? And number two, you know, that it was an interesting play. It was a ball kind of down the seam, and he took a low shot from that safety that came in. What'd you think of that play, you know, with the guy going low on a big tight end that's going up to make a play like that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've done all these things in our game to protect defenseless players. And I don't know how it would be possible to be in a more defenseless position than that when you're not looking and somebody just comes in low on you. I mean, it's one of the more dangerous things that could happen in our game. And so, you know, I think that's something that we'll certainly bring forward and, you know, I think needs to be looked at because I think that's something that could easily be officiated. I mean, if you've got a guy that's just not looking and you go low on them, again, to me, that falls right in the defenseless player area and I don't think very difficult to officiate. So it's a legal play now, you know, it's not a very, you know, I don't think it's very tough, very clean play in my opinion. Cause you know, to me, you're doing that, you're out to hurt somebody. Hopefully we can get it looked at and make that better, not just obviously for our team, but for everybody out there.
How's he doing?
He's good. You know, bye week was at a good time for him too. Sore, throughout the bye week, but we're progressing him. You know, we'll see how he progresses through the week, but, making some headway.
Any update, Coach, on Trajan Bridges?
No.
Ramondre Stevenson, obviously the offense has been tremendously better. Well, better. I don't know if I say tremendously better since he came back. What is the extra added dimension that he gives you? What is the skill set and the added dimension that he brings to your offense?
Well, he's complimented, you know, the other backs in our room, you know, and he's given us another, you know, experienced, talented guy there. And yeah, I mean, he does. He's got a skill set to be able to do several things well, and the physicality, you know, catches the ball well, and then you can certainly tell for this guy that it's year two in our system, and so even behind the scenes, he's been able to practice, get a lot of good work in, and be ready for, you know, when his opportunity came up, and so No, he's a tough guy to tackle. He is, and he's got a good feel for our run game, good feel for our schemes, and that physical presence is something that always makes you better.
It's been an interesting year. You know, most teams, as you go through the college football season, there's some attrition there. You lose players to injury and all kinds of different things. We've been adding players as we go along and got to against, with Stevenson and Perkins. But then Hazelwood back also against Kansas. What'd you think about his play and, just trying to get some confidence on that thing and build moving forward?
Yeah, done a great job. I mean, kind of like Theo Howard. I mean, two guys that have come back from injuries. I mean, they've been ready. They've certainly been safe. We would never put anybody out there if they weren't fully cleared. But, they're right on the front end of it. And those guys will continue to get better and better each week as they, for Jaden, it's, he didn't get fall camp. He didn't get spring football. I mean, it's been a long time. I mean, it's literally for this kid been, since, the end of last season, since this guy's even had pads on. And all of a sudden you go straight into, right here at the end of the season where, if you're going to make an impact, you gotta do it. So, we've tried to be smart with his reps and he'll, bye week was good for him as well. He'll continue to improve and get more confidence and then just continue to not as much confidence. I mean, I think that's a part of it, but also just continue to work your skill set back, because as much as you can do off to the side, there's still no substitute for being in there. And so he'll get better quickly and get back in the flow of it as we go.
With how hard he worked, and you've told us what a great teammate he's been through this whole process, I'm sure he was awfully excited to get back out there. I would imagine his teammates were awfully excited.
They were really excited for that kid. Everybody saw what he did. And yeah, just to even have a chance to play any snaps this season and to do it like he did it. It was a great thing for the kid. And there wasn't a person in this program that wasn't thrilled to see him back out there.
Were you shocked by it? Because, for me personally, when I look back, like that injury used to be a year.
Yeah.
And it says a lot about, how much we've learned about rehab and bringing guys back, but also the surgery's less invasive. I mean, that's come a long way in the last, 15, 20 years, it seems like.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you look at the two injuries, those two guys we mentioned. I mean, Jaden with the knee injury and then Theo Howard with an Achilles injury. I mean, Achilles used to be even longer than a year, and for those two guys. Yeah. I mean, and for those two guys to be back, in the matter of months like they did is, it's a testament to a lot of things. But, back still is not 100%, and they still deal with soreness and all kinds of things on a daily basis. And, so their toughness and wanting to be out there for their team is certainly been a bright spot for us.
This year's Lawyers Fighting Hunger Annual Day of Kindness Turkey Drive presented by Noble McIntyre. McIntyre Law will be Friday, November 20th. Download the McIntyre Law app and click the turkey icon to pre-register for the event and reserve your turkey today. We'll take an opening timeout. We'll start to take your questions for Lincoln Riley. When we come back, you can hit us up on the Academy Sports and Outdoors inbox at OU on the air. Back after this at Rudy's.
Phillips 66 Bedlam Series is brought to you in part by Academy Sports and Outdoors, Homeland, Oklahoma Blood Institute, Anheuser-Busch, and Phillips 66. Live to the full. Sooner Sports Talk is presented by Rudy's, bringing you the best in barbecue. Kincaid Coach, the official motor coach carrier of Sooner Athletics. Anheuser-Busch. Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. AT&T 5G, the official 5G wireless network of OU Athletics. Academy Sports and Outdoors, the preferred sporting goods retailer of Sooner Sports. Homeland, a fresh experience. Proud sponsor of Sooner Football. Riverwind, still the one. Walden Cleaners and Laundry, where the difference is quality.
Whether you're home gating or tailgating for the OU game, make a winning play with Tostitos chips. Tostitos packs the crunch for a touchdown in taste. Welcome back to Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. Thank you, Michael Dean. Dobie and Teddy with you, Coach Lincoln Riley alongside as well, and it is time for tonight's Academy Sports and Outdoors question. Academy Sports and Outdoors for all your officially licensed Sooners gear. Here's our question for Coach tonight.
What kind of impact has DeMarco Murray had on the program since stepping in as an assistant coach?
Coach, our Academy employee wants to know what kind of an impact DeMarco has had on your program since joining your staff.
Yeah, it's been great. Great having him back. You know, he's, it's been fun to see how quickly in his career he's really developed into a really good football coach. And I think he's made a difference with our backs. I think certainly, you know, responded very well to him. You know, excited about what he's going to be able to do in recruiting for us as well. And then I just don't think you can ever have enough of guys that have lived it here, you know, and that have been a part of it and done it as successfully as a guy like DeMarco did. You know, not only how well he played on the field, but, you know, the job he did off the field, you know, earning his degree, just really, you know, getting a great education here that gave him a lot of opportunities that when his professional career ended, that he was ready. And I think in a lot of ways, if you asked him, this place, you know, really shaped him. And so I know he's excited to be back in that position where he can help with so many guys that went through that same path that he did.
Great. Some great Twitter questions coming in tonight. We'll start with this from Kelly Walker, one of our great Sooner listeners that lives down in Florida. Coach, what was your reaction to Kyler's Hail Murray on Sunday?
Yeah, I actually got to see it. I randomly saw about the last, I saw Buffalo score the last touchdown. That was all I saw of the game. And then it was an unbelievable play. I mean, it looked like they were setting up a play to try to have two plays. And then when Kyler got flushed, he was smart by him to, one, realize that I'm using enough time here that this may be the end, so I better chunk it down there. And if you're going to chunk it down there, throwing it to that Hopkins guy is a pretty good idea. He's not bad, so we need to find a few more like him.
Yeah, I love that, you know, the branding picture of the Jordan gloves up there and all of those guys. That was awesome.
Pretty good.
Kyler looks like he's trending towards possible MVP territory right now.
He's playing well. You know, those guys are doing a great job. You know, you could tell, and I could tell just talking to him that his comfort level in year two in that league and, with the new teammates, new system, all that is definitely higher. I think it's allowing him just to cut loose and play. And then, again, you can't discount the impact that Hopkins has had, that league, you see so much man coverage that when you've got that one guy that nobody can cover one-on-one, it just completely changes the game. And that has been a big game changer for Kyler. And it's exciting to see him, Cliff, all of those guys doing well.
Speaking of new coaches, we had the DeMarco question spurred me into this. And obviously we can't see practice, so we don't know. But tell us a little more about Jamar Cain. When he first came in, got a lot of praise on the recruiting trail, but obviously your defensive line has come on strong here this season. But as a coach, tell us what you've been impressed by from Jamar.
Yeah, I think that combination of both Coach Cain and Coach Thibodeau on the defensive front has been really positive. And being able to split those guys up like we have, and we've had several guys that, get a little bit of both. You know, some of our players that are able to play both inside and outside, so they get a little bit of coaching from both of those guys. And that's been a great deal. And I think our edge guys have really developed nicely under Jamar in such a short time, again, without spring and all the normal time that you would have with a new coach. And Jamar's done a good job of getting to know those kids and building relationships and trust level. And then I think we're able to see pretty quickly that this guy knew what he was talking about and could really help them dissect their games and help them take the next steps. And, whether it's Benito or, Isaiah Thomas, who's done a little bit of both for us, great having obviously Ronnie back, Strips come in and done some nice things, John Michael Terry, Brendan Walker. I mean, there's just been a number of guys that I think have certainly improved in a short time here with Jamar.
What do you attribute, the defensive line's played really great down the stretch here. What do you attribute that to? And maybe it's just a combination of a bunch of different factors, but what do you think's been the real catalyst for those guys to, pick up that play the last 2-3 weeks?
Yeah, I think they're gaining confidence as a group, because so many of those guys had not played very many meaningful snaps, especially a lot of the guys, were playing with early. So I think they've gained confidence, in themselves, in the scheme, knowing where to be, you know, to where they can just really cut loose and play fast. And then I think the other big key has just been how the production from so many people. I mean, it's, we can put a second group out there and still be very productive. We can rotate guys. We can keep bodies fresh. And it's just made a big difference for us.
I want to go back to Oklahoma State for a second. You know, it's not just Chuba with their running attack. LD Brown's had a fantastic year for them as well. What's the contrast there between when those guys are on the field?
No, you could tell. Well, the drop-off is not huge, you know, which is pretty impressive when you've got one of the best backs in America. And you could tell Brown knows, you know, knows where to go. He's got a little bit different style of a runner. You know, maybe has a little bit more initial burst. You know, where Chuba kind of just is kind of like a thoroughbred. He just really, you know, kind of patient. And then, you know, just kind of that acceleration and combination of power that makes him special. But, no, they're both good. I mean, there's, you know, a lot of teams you get to the second or third back and there's a huge drop-off, and there's absolutely not with these guys.
It's curious watching Oklahoma State's offense, and this is kind of really a league-wide phenomenon that's going on this year, is not scoring a whole lot of points. And it's interesting whenever you look at the guys that they have coming back. You know, Tyler Wallace, who had one of the best seasons we've seen as a wide receiver, and Chuba Hubbard, who right there around 2,000 yards rushing a year ago. And you figure they all come together, and it's going to make for a fantastic offense. But they haven't put up a bunch of points. Is that a style thing, and they're leaning on their defense a little bit more, and we're seeing some lower scoring games throughout the Big 12? Or is that just – you know, they haven't really clicked yet as an offense?
Oh, I mean, they've certainly had their moments. I mean, I think some of it is they've played, you know, some significant time without all of those guys. You know, and just like any team, just like we, you know, we're especially some early in the season. I mean, when you don't have a lot of your best players, you're going to look a little bit different. And so I think that's certainly been part of it. I think there's some really quality defenses in this league right now, without a doubt. And so, you know, you certainly see the capability with this group. The capability certainly there, and the you know, threat and opportunity for big plays, you know, all over the field. So, you know, when they've got all three of those guys on the field, they're you know, they do a really nice job.
It's time for our Rudy's Anywhere, Sooners Everywhere question of the night. It comes from Twitter tonight. Mr. JB79, I like this, Coach. Aside from football, if you were given the opportunity to coach one game for any other sport, any team, which sport would you select and which team? You can coach the Lakers for a day. I'd Cincinnati
caddy.
Reds.
I'd caddy for Tiger at the Masters.
That's the correct answer.
That is the correct answer.
It's a lot of work, though, Coach.
But I don't know how much coaching you'd get
exactly
in.
Exactly. All I got to do is just carry the bag.
That's right.
Yeah. Maybe Abraham Answer would have been the right answer.
Yeah,
pretty relatable moment on 12 for all of us watching Tiger there on Sunday, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think all of us that are amateur golfers knows exactly how that feels.
Hey, Coach, you mentioned defenses across the Big 12. Scoring is down this year in the league. I was going to ask you if you feel like the defenses are better. It sounds like you do. Do you feel like the talent level defensively has improved league-wide? Are the schemes kind of catching up with the offenses a little bit? What's your assessment there?
I think a little bit of both. I mean, I don't know if catching up's the right word. I just think there's some really good, tough schemes in this league, a lot of really good coordinators. You know, you've hit a year where even with the majority of the league, you know, returning starting quarterbacks, that the defenses have played well. I do think there's a lot of quality players, a lot of NFL caliber players in the league right now defensively, especially some really, really good defensive linemen. And then you see some really experienced groups, you know, especially with the one that we're getting ready to play. So, no, I think a combination of all that. And but the defensive play has certainly been very quality.
Mr. JB79, we've got a $50 Rudy's gift card headed your way. Rudy's Barbecue, courtesy Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue right here in Norman. We'll take a break. We got the Butkus Brain Teaser and more of your questions for Lincoln Riley coming up. Bedlam, Saturday night in Norman. We'll be back right after this.
Sooner Sports Talk is presented by Rudy's, bringing you the best in barbecue.
Log on to Soonersports.com/kids for information about joining the Sooner Junior Kids Club presented by OG&E. Brought to you in part by Orthodontics exclusively, Anheuser-Busch. Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. We want to thank all of our Sooner Radio Network affiliates across the state and region. Fans can check out Soonersports.com for an affiliate in your area. And if you're traveling outside the state of Oklahoma, you can listen to all the action on either Sirius XM Radio or download the TuneIn app and listen free. Sport Clips. It's good to be a guy.
Welcome back to Rudy's, everybody. It's Sooner Sports Talk with Lincoln Riley, brought to you by AT&T. Hey, whenever there's a Sooners game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Please drink responsibly. How would you like to be able to listen to Teddy and the rest of the Sooner Radio broadcast while synced up to your TV in the comfort of your own home? You can go to syncmygame.com to find out how. We welcome back in Lincoln Riley, and before we go to tonight's Butkus brain teaser from our resident linebacker, I wanted to ask you about another linebacker, Coach. We saw some exciting things out of Shane Witter a week ago Saturday against Kansas. He's getting a little bit more playing time as we go along. I know this is a freshman that Teddy has been very excited about. Tell us what you've seen from Shane.
Well, Dale, you know, like Teddy, you know, having a guy that can run and cover ground the way Shane can, you know, makes all the difference in the world. You saw it on the option play there against Kansas, probably the one you're showing right here. You know, I just see him coming from completely across the formation and really finishing physically, and that's it's such a gift. And as he continues to see things more and more, you know, he'll just get better and better, but he's got just such excellent, you know, speed, acceleration, physicality that really shows up. And so he's got a chance to be a really good one. He's done a nice job for us on kickoff this year as well. He's really made an impact there as well. So excited about his development, and obviously great for him to be able to get some real quality time here this year and have a chance to learn.
He was rocking the baby there. I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Outside. He was though the old Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, I don't know what that was, but I like it. May have to work that in sometime. Are you happy overall with your freshman class? I mean, it's been an incredibly difficult year. The no early arrivals, that situation didn't play out the way that you had hoped. Obviously, training camp was different. The summer was different. It's been a tough year for those guys to make up ground, but overall, are you pleased with what you've seen from that group?
I am. It has been. It's been the most difficult year for a freshman class that anybody could ever imagine. And so I think the relief of some of our guys now of being able to finally kind of settle in a little bit and get an opportunity to play and start to, for this to start, even though it's still not very normal, start to feel more normal for them has been a big deal. So I have. They've really hung in there. I mean, that's a group that could have complained and said, why me? And why is this happening to me? And they've hung in there. They really have. They've done a good job academically for us. You know, they've been a very coachable group, and it's fun to see those guys get some opportunities because it's obviously a talented group.
Fisher on Twitter, through 7 games this season, we have the same number of interceptions as through 14 games last year. What's the reason for that? Is it quarterback pressure? Is it better play in the defensive backfield?
All the above. All the above. I think we've pressured more consistently. I think, you know, coverage overall has, although I thought for a large part of the year we covered pretty well last year as well, but I think our coverage has probably been a little bit better. And then I think the biggest thing is we've probably had created a few more opportunities, but we've capitalized on those. And there's just, it feels like more of the balls that we've got our hands on, we found a way to hang on to it and go ahead and finish the play. And that's the key, because you never know exactly how many of those you're going to get. And once you get one, it does become contagious. Yeah. And so we've done certainly it's been a big emphasis point for us. And I think a lot of the hard work there has shown up to this point in the season.
You know, we asked you about Stogner, and you said earlier today that, you know, Spencer Rattler, he's fine. He's going to be ready to play. But I wanted to ask you about that play when your quarterback tried to run over a guy on the goal line. Can you take us inside the conversation you two had? Were you happy about that? Were you upset about it? How'd that play out?
Yeah, I wasn't upset. I mean, you get in those competitive moments down there, and the thing you can do is be hesitant. I mean, it's every now and then you end up in one of those. There's times as a quarterback where if it's, you know, first and 10, I've already scrambled for 15 yards, and me getting 17 is maybe not that a deal, but you get those ones, it's third or fourth down or a chance to score a touchdown. I mean, you got to go. And, you know, he kind of tried to turn a little bit, and the guy kind of just got him just kind of right in a kind of an awkward spot. So, I mean, you know, it's part of it. You can't play this game hesitant. And so he'll you know, maybe he'll try to turn a little bit more next time.
They zoomed in on his face right after the play, and I think the look said it all about his regrets of maybe turning a little bit there at the end, too. It's pretty funny.
This is an Arizona high school ball.
You can't be hesitant with the Butkus brain teaser either. It is time for Teddy's Oklahoma Education Association brain teaser. Education Association of Oklahoma, putting education first. Teddy, he has been quick to rebuff you the last couple of weeks. What do you have for Coach Riley tonight?
Yeah, and I'll just say generally to everyone, let's let the question play out fully before you fire off any answers.
That's generally to everyone.
Yeah, it's just okay. To everyone watching and listening. Okay, let's go 2019 Bedlam. So we're going last year. The score is 20-16. Oklahoma is ahead. There's 6 minutes, 33 seconds left in the third quarter. It is second down, 4 yards to go on the minus 39-yard line. The football is on the left hash. Mm. 2019 Bedlam. Oklahoma leads 20-16. 6:33 left in the third quarter. Second and four on the minus 39-yard line. Football on the left hash. Mm.
Game was in Stillwater 1 year ago.
Boy.
See, when he was studying for this, he was watching the 2015 and 16 film.
That's right. I picked the wrong one.
Went back too far.
Looking for a third quarter play.
I'm pretty sure it was a I think it was a kind of a tempo play, and they weren't really set defensively, and it was a little throwback to Jeremiah Hall, I think. If it's not that, I don't know.
Hmm. So it sounds like you're set with that answer.
That's all I got.
Okay, let's roll the tape. Last year, Bedlam in Stillwater, 39-yard line, little tempo play, a throwback to Jeremiah Hall for a big gainer. What is it, like 30 yards or so, Teddy?
Yeah.
Before they brought the bullfrog to the ground.
There we go.
And that is another correct Butkus brain teaser tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
And he doesn't even have steam coming out of his ears. I mean, he had to work a little bit for pretty that fun. One. But
where does getting the Butkus brain teaser every week rank in your career highlights, Coach?
Right under, like, having, like, catting for Tigers probably where it would be, right?
And then college football playoff underneath that.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there.
There you go. That's fitting.
One more question before we get you out of here. We had a question from JT DeBerry on Twitter. What rule would you get rid of or change at the collegiate level? I'm not going to ask you that. You get asked that a lot. But it did remind me of the Buki play. Strangest thing you've seen in a while? They got
there.
It right, correct?
Yeah, there's not many that happen in a game where you don't know the rule. And it's weird because that rule goes so against everything we know about football. I mean, everything we know about football is if a player is out of bounds and touches a football, the ball is dead. And then,
or any other sport.
Or any sport, exactly. Then this is the only time in football where it's not, which is just –
You could do it. I do. I say the rule book is just wrong on this one.
Agreed.
I think the rule is wrong.
I'm with Teddy. But, yeah, it's luckily – you know, we were able to overcome it, but yeah, it was a very, very strange play. But they were right. I mean, I'll give the crew credit. They knew it and they were sure from second one. And so I questioned them every way I could possibly think of, but they hung with it.
Well, I was sure you were right. I thought they blew it. I still think it's a dumb rule, even if it is the rule, but it was interesting to say the least. Coach, thanks for your time tonight, as always, and good luck against the Cowboys on Saturday.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
All right, that's Lincoln Riley, everybody, but we are not done yet. Stick around. More with me and Teddy. Sooner Sports Talk here at Rudy's right after this.
Rudy's football games are available on Exodus 96.5 FM in Oklahoma City and 101.5 FM El Patron in Tulsa, as well as on those stations' websites. Each OU Spanish broadcast will feature a 30-minute pregame show and a 15-minute postgame show. Homeland, a fresh experience. Proud sponsor of Sooner Football. Dr. Tim Shannon and Dr. Mark Revels at Orthodontics Exclusively are proud to present the junior captain of the game and are pleased to honor these guests as they take the field with our captains. For info on how your child can become the next junior captain, go to orthoexc.com. The Sooner Sports Podcast is your all-access pass to Sooner Sports. Listen as Toby Roland and Chris Plank talk all things Sooners. Log on to Soonersports.tv/podcast. Presented by Allstate and Riverwind.
Welcome back to Rudy's, everybody. Hey, don't forget, this weekend is the Phillips 66 Bedlam Series, brought to you in part by Academy Sports and Outdoors, Homeland, Oklahoma Blood Institute, Noble McIntyre, McIntyre Law, and Anheuser-Busch. Hey, Sooner fans, when you download the Chick-fil-A app and order, you can start earning points toward delicious rewards. Earlier today, Chris Plank had a chance to sit down with Jeremiah Hall, the Sooners' outstanding H-back. Here's that interview.
Hi, guys. Jeremiah Hall joins us. Jeremiah, you've said it a lot, best H-back room in the country. Just in general, where have you seen the biggest growth in this group over the last couple of weeks?
Just our effectiveness on the field. You know, specifically, you see a lot of us on the field more often. So we're in 12 personnel, that's what we call it. When two of us are on the field, you see a lot more production. So in the run game, I think that's always been there for the most part, but a lot more in the passing game here lately, especially with the addition of Stogg. You know, like I said before, we call him Big Stogg, Bill, 6'7 guy. Great hands. Me, you, and him, that's where I've seen it the most. So definitely the passing game.
Yeah, it's fun to see everyone, including yourself, continue to evolve and really immerse yourself in this offense. Jeremiah, it was funny, I saw you and Coach Beamer talking during the game against Kansas, and something along the lines of, hey, we're going to get that for a touchdown next time. Do you not draw up a play that you think isn't going to end up in the end zone? In other words, is every play that you guys design for that H-back in the passing game, you feel like it's going to hit Pater?
Yeah, something like that. Definitely. We do talk about it, and I do get excited for more, for our calls a little bit more than some others, you know.
But with that in mind, it's got to be refreshing to be in an offense that does specialize in using your guys and utilizing your skills in a very unique way, because it's a matchup nightmare for other teams, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. That's why I tell people all the time, that's the reason I came here. I came here to play in Coach Riley's offense and to line up against mismatches. That's the whole point of being an H-back, being able to do it all and living rent-free in other people's minds, like I said before. So I've definitely enjoyed the multiple tasks that we've been assigned.
All right, let's talk a little bit about this team. You had a bye week.
All right.
It's unique bye weeks because maybe you can't go home. With COVID, it's much different. How did you personally handle this bye week, Jeremiah?
Mostly just getting my body ready. You know, you got to take advantage of the time you're given. You know, you can't look at a bye week and say, okay, my body's automatically going to heal just because I have time. No, you actually have to put in the work to make sure it heals, and that's where I spend most of my time.
So for you, is that extra time in the weight room? Is it maybe more cardio? What does that look like for you?
Really, it's more time focusing on small things such as like ankle strength. I had a previous injury to my neck, making sure that's all good, and just any small nicks and bruises that I can handle.
Kind of like fine-tuning before the check engine light comes on, right?
Exactly.
Like
a little
that.
Bit of an oil change.
A little bit of an oil change. Hey, two more quick ones before I let you go. It's Bedlam this weekend. It means a lot. But Oklahoma State looks like they have a pretty solid defense. What have you seen from the Cowboys in advance of this matchup on Saturday night?
Yeah, they're definitely a great defense this year. I think top two, top three in the conference right now. Those boys fly around. They know what they're doing. They're sound. And we'll be ready for him this weekend.
And then finally, I mean, you're a college football fan, right? You watch games regardless. Does it add a little juice when you've got game day coming to town for a game for the first time since you've been here in Norman?
You know, just a little bit. Just a little bit. I'm excited. I know the fans are excited, and we are too.
Jeremy, good to have you back, man. Have a great week counting down to Bedlam, and we'll talk to you again soon, man. Good luck.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Love the T-shirt. You would look good in that T-shirt. That kid has had a big impact, and I think he could again on Saturday.
Yeah, I think he's a fantastic player. I mean, he does so much. He's a great just inline blocker. He can, you know, they put him at that wing position quite a bit, and he does a good job there. He's good out of the backfield. We run a lot of the split zone action where he comes back and blocks one of the big guys on the inline of the line of scrimmage. And he's great out of the backfield. And, you know, he's good in some of the play action, easy to the flat stuff. We saw that Hyde route that you know, Lincoln played, and he goes back and gets. But he's also good down the field. We've seen him, yeah, you know, do some good stuff in the scramble drill. So, you know, he's just one of the guys in that room. They're fantastic. They give us, you know, a dynamic that most teams in college football just don't have.
All right, we'll wrap it up with Teddy's Keys to Bedlam when we come back. Sooner Sports Talk's brought to you by AT&T.
Thank you to our cornerstone television partners, OU Health, Anheuser-Busch, and the OU College of Professional and Continuing Studies. And our community partners, Landers Auto Group, Coca-Cola, and OU Health.
Welcome back. Final segment here at Rudy's. Get your officially licensed Sooners gear at Academy Sports and Outdoors, the preferred sporting goods retailer of OU Athletics. Sooner fans, come visit the best place to gear up on your favorite OU products. The Sooner Shop is the official fan shop of OU Athletics, located on the west side of Gaylord Family Oklahoma Memorial Stadium. I'm having a book signing at the Sooner Shop Friday evening, 5:30 to 6:30. Come on by, get you a copy of Unhitch the Wagon, and I'll sign it for you on Friday night. That's at the Sooner Shop there at the stadium. Keys to the game, Bedlam on Saturday.
Yeah, I think you got to start with the turnovers. You know, which quarterback plays better as far as the turnovers are concerned? Both guys have had their problems this year. Looks like Rattler's maybe fixed those. Sanders, not so much. That's going to be critical. And defensive lines, which defensive line plays better and applies that pressure to the quarterback? That's whenever those mistakes typically come, whenever they're under duress. So I'll be watching both those defensive lines in the kicking game. You know, you look at the past Bedlam games that have been really tight. There's a big kicking play in there. You look at our close games this year.
Yeah.
Kicking's been a factor. Kansas State, Iowa State, and also blocking a field goal against Kansas was a big – or, excuse me, Texas was a big factor. So that's a three things to watch in a close football game.
As you talked about in the first show tonight, there have been some big punt returns in this series in the last decade. Both ways. Of course, the Tyreek Hill one gets a lot of publicity, but Jalen Saunders up in Stillwater had a big one. Maybe Marvin Mims could pull off one of those on Saturday.
Yeah, and we had, you know, the fake field goal for a touchdown in 2013.
Yeah.
That's like the – is that the last fake that we've run for a touchdown? It's the last one I can remember anyway. So that was a huge play in that game, a pivotal moment. So, yeah, kicking game's been key in tight games.
Hey, if you missed any portion of tonight's shows, you can always catch it up on demand via our Sooner Sports podcast. Download and subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Chris Plank runs our podcast, does an amazing job. All kinds of content there for you. We'll be on the air with you with the Sooner Radio broadcast starting at 4:30 on Saturday afternoon, live from the press box at Owen Field. Kickoff just after 6:30. It'll be Oklahoma and Oklahoma State in a big one. Bedlam in primetime. We'll see you next week here at Rudy's. Boomer Sooner, everybody.
Sooner Sports Talk has been presented by AT&T 5G, the official 5G wireless network of OU Athletics. Sooner Sports Talk is also brought to you by Bud Light. Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Homeland, proud sponsor of Sooner football. Riverwind, still the one. And by Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Sooner Sports Network.